So, we are at a special state. Each one is integrated with everyone. Each one has to annul himself in front of everyone. Each one sees that he is among others who are of the next world, the greatest. And he has an opportunity to integrate with them. So, in short, what is the goal of our workshop? Please, talk about it. Can anyone say something about it in a single sentence, please? The goal of our workshop is to reach a single desire, a discerned desire. I see our goal to reveal in each friend the Creator, the Upper Force. Not the friend that I may or may not know. It is irrelevant. I know no one here. I want to know nobody here, aside from the inner force that exists in every friend. Our goal is to arrive to a single intention, that friends succeed in their mission. Our goal is to influence each other and make us truly want to unite and reveal the Creator between us. But to build this desire in earnest, a true, honest desire, a full measure. Our goal is to exert even more and desire to connect and reach a group that is truly united together. The Creator is here in the center of the circle. It is revealed on the single condition that all of us, at a single moment, with a strong desire, will enter. Our goal is to try to feel in every friend his desire and feel him as the divine peace out of me. We are this one. We are a single body. That the Creator has united us into a single desire with a single demand. I want to forget that I exist. I don't want to think about myself. I don't want to feel myself. I want to feel you, each of you, your inner internality, and live it. And break this emotional barrier. I want to break it and exit and rise above it and feel you. Our goal in this workshop is to discern out of the force of unity between us that image that is called the Creator. Our goal right now is to connect the hearts so that only one heart will beat, where all the bodies disappear and a single prayer rises. Our goal is to create a single Kli that can receive the light, acknowledge it, Rav, next question. In between the questions, we need to examine, are we connected in such a way that there is no first, second, third, but truly we wish to generate in this group the integral in which we want to attain the Creator. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the creature. Next question. Where do I exert myself exactly? There is a means, and then there is the principle point. Where do I put my exertion exactly? At one point? At what point? To trying to become worthy to sit with you here. I exert myself in that I annul myself towards the general desire of the group. That each time I enter the center of the group and try to connect it. I put my exertion in trying to feel the Creator revealed in my friends. That these are not the same people that I know for 14 years, but that I see through them. And it's very difficult, especially because I know them for over 14 years. I exert myself in annulling in front of such great friends as you. In feeling the internality of each one. The exertion is in being in adhesion to the center of the group at every moment. The exertion right now is to be guarantor to each other, that I will make every effort not to disturb the group from revealing the Creator at every moment. I want to become a pipe, a conduit. I want the light to flow through me and to not touch my pride, that I will completely cancel myself for the work of the Creator, that the light will go through me and it will not corrupt me. I would like to disappear in my regular sensation and leave only a pair of eyes that observe the connection, this new state, the real state that exists between us. To arrive together, the constant sensation of the center of the group, and from it begin to see all of life. The imaginary world will disappear and only the center of the group will remain. From that angle, each of us will begin to examine each detail in our lives. I exert myself toward that point where my exertion becomes my reward. That exertion becomes my reward. I exert myself in order to keep all the friends in the center of the group. The exertion is to see in this gathering a gathering of desires that aspire to be one will and not a gathering of bodies. Ignore the bodies that walk around here and see in them desires that aspire to become one single desire. I exert myself to give myself fully to the thought of creation, to the our rebirth. I wish to exert myself to arrive into love. I want to feel that thing. And I know that only here can it happen. I wish to exert myself in feeling separate from this world, above my personal states, that they would not conceal the goal from me and that it will raise me above my body. That we have gathered here as messengers, as servants. Rav, he who exerts has to calculate, why am I exerting myself? If we do not calculate, it means that we do not exert ourselves. This is a clear sign. Because a man always calculates, is it worth it or not? How far to go? How much to pay? How much to lift? Everything requires calculation. Because if I invest effort, I have to calculate how much strength, which kind am I giving, and what am I gaining from it? In our lives, we do it automatically, unconsciously or not, within our ego. If we do not calculate doing our spiritual work that we need to exert in order to attain this and that, it means that we're not exerting ourselves truly. Did we even exert ourselves spiritually? That's a big question. Because I don't know, maybe I look back at all those years that I've been in the studies and in the activities. Did I truly calculate in the reaction? How much exertion do I need to put in order to attain the goal? What is the reward that I am about to receive, that I'm hoping to gain? Is exertion, is my exertion not bigger than the reward? Is it worthwhile for me? How can it be that I exert myself without calculation and without reward? Did we do it or not? Think about it. And if we did, can we be certain that the Creator rewards us? Where do I get my confidence? And if I'm not certain, what kind of exertion can I put in? Those are difficult questions. Please, scrutinize among yourself. I can say that for me, a reward is the attitude toward the friends. This is how I measure my spiritual advancement. If I can see in my friend the Creator, which is why I came to the group, to reveal the Creator, at long time ago I thought it was somewhere far, but now I know where he reveals himself. He reveals himself in my friends. If I see in front of me, not the body, not the man, but his soul, his internality, this is my reward. A man is influenced by his environment, and his only choice is to choose the right environment to influence him. My reward is to choose the environment and improve it from moment to moment, to have one goal in it, to have a desire for love, for unity, that I will insert my desire into this environment that I construct, and it will influence me. And it will give everything it has to me, and it will demand of me. This is where I will lose myself, and from it I will receive everything. My reward is the strength I receive from the friends to be aimed at the goal. Either I'm aimed correctly or I'm not. If I'm aimed correctly, it means that I'm being rewarded. When I'm in the center of the group and I hear the friends and I'm impressed, and I feel as if they speak from inside of me, that we're all one. This impression inside of me gives me strength and the desire to bestow back, and the influence of the environment is very strong here. I feel there's a greater environment here, much greater than me, and I'm only the feeling that exists in the center here. My reward is to be with you here now, receive taste, the meaning for this life. I'm here because I want fulfillment. I'm here because I want adhesion, because I want to feel. The workshop, the gathering, the mutual exertion of everyone is a means, is an instrument. I'm here because I feel that there's truth in here. And the point in the heart, I think, leads everyone from point to point. If we calculate in the corporeal life, the way I need to receive a salary at the end of the month, as much as I would like to calculate here, I cannot make those calculations with the Creator. I have no way of knowing when will it happen, but I want revelation. To refine the question, the acuteness of the question, the way it was positioned, makes me look deeper inside to try to understand how much exertion is in order to receive some sort of success or in order to reach bestowal. It is a tough question. Until now, I was certain that I'm here not to receive anything. This question shakes many things right now. And I'm hoping that the reward I wish to receive is really to receive from you the strength to bring the world to the place we want to bring him, to change those values that we struggle to change. I want to hope that this is the reward I'm looking for. According to my feeling, I don't know if I'm looking for the reward. The fact that I'm in this group with this huge force, with great love, this is already a reward. And my aim, my intention is to do what I do in order to reach people, love them, cleave to the Creator, and I believe that that's when reward will come. The reward, I hope, is that I can be in a group where I can work without receiving anything. That it will influence me so much so that someone who does something does it without any benefit to himself. He just exited himself into his separate parts. My reward is to see the wisdom of Kabbalah spreading through the world and see how it brings humanity and people around joy. People are thirsty for happiness. And we know that true joy is above this world, above the bodies. It has nothing to do if you're young or old or sick or healthy. It's only the light. And to see how it spreads, how a person rises from his sadness, from his suffering, rises above it, there's nothing greater than that. This is a kind of satisfaction that can hold our entire work. It's worth everything. The reward that I see is that a new desire will be born. That the same way everyone calculates his control and his fulfillment in his nature, so above nature, a new desire will be born in which care for the other exists, a feeling of the other exists, and exiting ourselves towards the real world. Rav. We learn that all the deficiencies are in the kli, and all the lights on the answers are in the light. The light is called the quality of bestowal. The kli, the vessel, is called the quality of reception. If we want to reach answers, we need to reach the light. Meaning the light should, the vessel should assume the same shape, form of the light. If we connect in the right way, we suddenly reveal the answer. Not in our external mind, but we simply reveal it the way it exists. It's simple. This, therefore, if you don't know exactly, if you don't feel out of inside of you the answer, it means you have to connect more. And then, out of the common feeling, you must reveal the answer. Don't wreck your brains on it, but your hearts. Why is it like this? Ask each other. All our solutions are only in revealing the correct state inside the kli. Why is that? The question was why, how come that only when we connect all the desires, everyone's desires, how come we find the solution in that point? Only in this feeling between us, the connection between the between us, we suddenly reveal the answer. And if, how does it happen? I think it happens because each one of us has an egoistic desire. And when every friend gives his egoistic desire towards the center of the group, gives it to the friend to do as they please, and when each one integrates himself in the other's desires, we create a field of desires that connect. With these desires, we scrutinize the desire. With this, we equalize ourselves to this force that connects all those desires. We become like that force. The way Rav usually begins a lesson: the Creator created a will to receive. Not two, not three, a single desire. And that's why we're a single desire. But this desire is expressed in our connection. It is revealed when we unite. And that's not in the brain. We cannot connect our brains as much as we'd like. We need the demand to turn to the one who broke us and who can give us the sensation of connection, that we're a single desire to receive the light. And that's where all the answers exist. And that's in our heart. At the end of the day, the Creator sits in front of me. Each one who speaks here is a question of unity. Instead of this broken vision, I go above my reason and see that there's a Creator here. So when each of us speaks and adds to the center of the group, to this general point of connection, so if I add to it, that's where all the answers are. Out of this point that was made from everything that was what friends said, if I add to this point of connection, then truly answers came from there. I think the question was, and also our focus, the question is, do we arrive with the yearning and true desire to connect between us and build something common? Is it really what's coming out of this? We're in such a perception of reality where there's me and you, others around me, and we talk about connection. We don't need to connect, we just need to reveal that we're connected. That what I want really is to reveal the true state. And when we enter this deeper state of listening, this feeling of the pulse that exists in this workshop, we sew together this chain. And this is our way to reveal the truth, that we are connected, that we are one. already in the previous question, the answer existed in our hands. In the current question, in the past question, why do we all desire to reach here? Where we knew the conditions are tough, the desires, the obstacles, not easy. And the answer came from the true desire to connect, to speak from heart to heart, and continue to be in connection. The question is not, are we connected? The question is, how connected are we? Friends, Rav speaks. If I advance at such a pace, is it too much? Who doesn't have enough time to answer? Raise your hand if you don't have enough time. Okay, so I should give a little more time. Okay. We'll go to the next question and I'll slow down a little bit. In this world, we see that there is work, that I exert myself. For this work, labor, I receive salary, or in order to receive, to attain a certain goal. Meaning, there's the work, there's the reward, and then there's the goal. Let's say I want to purchase a car. So I go to work, I get a salary, I pay for a car, and I attain this car, this goal, which is to have this car. How's it working in spirituality? What's the connection between the work, the reward, and the goal? I ask you to give emotional answers, not cerebral answers from the head. From the feeling, from the emotion, not from the mind. The way you feel. What is the connection between the work, the reward, and the goal? It's not going to be difficult if you will scrutinize your hearts and the connection, the single heart. That's where all the answers lie. The goal is not simple, but the work is not simple, but it over the years it grows to be the reward and the goal. To belong to such a group, to be the student of such a Rav, to open and study from such books every morning, there's no greater reward in the world. And at all. To speak of what we're speaking here today. This is a true privilege. It's a true reward. I do not know if a simple person who begins his day and ends it almost the same every day, every evening, if he can compete with us on this reward. I feel that I receive the reward from the Creator before we even perform the work. There's a work that I've done that brought me to this place, but I need to repay Him. I need to live up to His expectations. What do we really have to do in order to live up to His expectations? When the goal is to cleave unto Him. When I started to learn Kabbalah, I understood, and they let me understand in my immediate environment, that all my life I worked for money, honor, knowledge, status, a car, anything. And suddenly, everything turned around, and today I'm at a place where everything I worked for from a young age I can be put towards the Kabbalah, towards my friends. And for this I'm thankful from the bottom of my heart. My feeling is every moment is an opportunity to do something that we didn't do before, to put in kind of effort that we didn't think we're capable of putting in. I feel that all my life has brought me to this point. I feel in this circle that when I try to come up with an answer, as much as it's difficult for me, I feel that when I speak from my head, I feel like I say nonsense. But when I try to speak from the heart, I feel how difficult it is, how much I need your help. And I feel a lot of confidence here, a lot of security, that I'm in the best environment, the most supportive. The reward that the Creator gives, I do not like. But I think mainly in the past year, I feel that I learned to generate a certain relationship with Him. I learned to understand Him, that this is how He relates to me. This is the reward. It's not pleasuring to me, but this is the reward. And I guess I'm not enjoying it because I'm not arranged properly towards Him. I see the reward that the Creator gives me a little opposite to how we receive it in the corporeal world. In the corporeal world, I work, I receive a reward. Here, it is the opposite. Here, I demand that the reward will be the work. I feel that the reward is that exhilaration, that extra force that allows me to continue in the path, to love the friend. This is the reward. It's very strange. You reveal this reward in the others, that you invest. Suddenly you reveal that the group grows and the friends become greater as the days go by, become deeper. They feel more. And you expected that you would advance and you would reach somewhere. And suddenly you reveal that the reward is not inside you at all. You wanted to receive something, and at the end the others receive it. And you're only the conduit. And that's strange, but this is how it is. The work is to constantly be in an effort towards finding a deeper, higher connections and more mutual guarantee and integration in the group, to arrive together at the center of the group. The reward is that at all times you get more opportunities to reveal this increased connection and put more effort towards the center of the group. And the goal that we attain is to never be at rest, but that there are always opportunities to exit myself and enter the connection the unity in the group. Because this is the quality of the light. Man is a vessel of feeling. He feels, and everything that has to do, Rav speaks. When we speak, whenever the friend speaks, I want to be integrated in him. Receive his words as 100% correct. Doesn't matter what he says. I mean, not that I do not listen. I listen, but I do not criticize him. I am included in his words as if this is the Torah from the Creator. This is the workshop as a means of connection, where I annul myself toward his opinion and his feeling, and I receive his heart and his mind, everything that he is, I receive with no criticism on my part, with no scrutiny on my part. This is how we should hear each other, and not wait until he finishes talking and I think it's this way or that way. Only above all those doubts, to be included in each one. So we talked about the work, the reward, and the goal. Also, we need to check myself. Do I agree with everyone? Do we have a single opinion? Do we have a single opinion? If not, it means that we're not connected. Because if we were connected, we will really discover one man and one heart. So it's okay to feel the differences, but for us, this is the measure. Now, a different question. If we speak of work and the reward and the goal, the question is simple. Where do I get the confidence, the security, that the Creator will repay me, will reward me? Where do I get the confidence that the Creator will reward me? As it's written, be loyal to your landlord so he will pay for your work. How do I know that I will receive a reward, payment towards receiving the goal? That I will receive something for my labor. Where do I get this confidence? Please. We don't always have this confidence, but there's no choice because there's nowhere to go. And I personally, oftentimes, get encouraged from the fact that I'm being more and more, getting more and more desperate each day. So it means that there has to be an end. But what encourages me is that it fits what Kabbalists describe. So it doesn't ensure any sort of personal reward, but I have no choice because there's no other place to go to. And here is where my friends are. If in the past I was certain that I am perfect and pure and clean, and they brought me to Kabbalah, and they showed me how opposed I am to everything, and I receive this, I accept this with love, all these bad qualities, a greater proof than this does not exist. So I believe that if I continue on this path, I will also receive the reward. The confidence in the success comes to me from the friends, from the group. And that doesn't let me become discouraged. It helps me go above reason, above logic and reason. And sometimes I enter a lesson, one state, and I emerge in another state which is completely opposite, which is after the support, after listening to Rav, to the group, the books, and you emerge into the world as if you received a blessing from above. And it happens every morning. And how much work we put into it year after year in the path, there is something here that holds us. It's not just the group. It's the care and concern of the Kabbalists that gave us this method. We know where we are, friends. We don't understand who's with us. We would not be allowed to leave so easily. We receive this credit. We studied and we tried to internalize the idea of above reason. We're here, we're connected. Out of this, we don't have to ask ourselves if we receive a reward or not, because the fact that we're here is already a reward. And we need to say thank you to the group that holds us, that brings us here, and to thank everything that we go through together. I am confident that we receive reward, that we will receive a reward, and we're in a state of receiving reward. To see friends who come from afar and do not know exactly if they will be able to participate or not, but they arrive, that's a reward, that's an impression that I cannot receive anywhere else but here. Only in this group, in this special group, this crazy thing that is happening here, which is so much different than everything that happens on the outside world. It's unbelievable. It tears me apart from the inside every time anew when I reveal the disparity. And to see people turn around and go home, but I know they're with us. This is a huge reward. Confidence is a type of game, a game that the society plays with itself. Where the society shows all the friends and gives them confidence so that each friend, this thing becomes so real, and this confidence becomes a reward. So as if the society builds something new out of itself. as if everything exists in the society. The confidence from the writings of the Kabbalists that lead the group the fact that the group meets and exists and sustains contrary to the state of the world that falls apart with people making false promises, here there's a sense of a deep eternal foundation. They say the heart understands. And I can testify about myself that all my life I was looking for truth. Where is there truth in reality? And even in very tough moments, and even in moments where no one promises anything, and I cannot feel the truth, I feel that this is true. It's two different things, to feel the truth and feel that it is truthful. And I think what characterizes people on this path is that these are people that come hell or high water, they will seek the truth. And to me, those are heroes, true heroes. Confidence exists in the group. It will never let us leave, Rav speaks. Generally, in life, when I see the goal, it gives me fuel. The greater the goal, the greater my motivation to attain it. It's more important to me. Meaning it may be meaningless to someone else, but for me, it's so important that I invest everything in it. I'm better off dead if I cannot attain it. Meaning, exertion that I can give and the goal, they depend on each other, they relate to each other. How do I connect the true goal towards me in such a way that I will be able to put exertion towards attaining it? How do I relate the goal to me in such a way that I will have the strength to pursue it and attain it? For me, it's a little Rav again, through the heart. I feel that all the goals I have placed in front of me in life are pointless, tasteless. I mean, essentially I walk in this world without any of the goals from my past. But this nothingness, this empty space where I find myself, contains room into which I can insert this complicated, uncertain search we're in. And it doesn't matter how many times I will repeat the goal, what is our goal. I cannot say that I am fully conscious of it. And only through the society am I able to remind myself, clarify for myself, what am I doing here? Because on my own, I truly walk aimlessly in the world. And the only aim, goal that I see through the friends, because bottom line is that the point in the heart is not mine. It's not mine. So even to be here was not my choice. I think we can bring the goal closer, Rav. Make sure every friend has space to express himself. Encourage each one. Some people are naturally more quiet, but you should help them. Give them time for each person. I see the goal through the friends. I see the goal in the concern for the group. Of course, it shifts the concern for myself, but as much as I am concerned about myself, it removes me from the goal, and that is tested, tried and true. And when I change the focus to the groups, to the friends, to dissemination, to the 99, meaning from the inside to out, I feel the goal drawing near. And it's not simple, because that natural desire to attract and grasp and bring things to you is and to feel yourself transparent, and that you're in the goal, in the group, in the dissemination, in the workshops. Even now, I don't speak to myself. I don't care. It's not it. The connection between us, the center of the group, us together, this is what brings the goal closer. We're here, we feel it. It is here. They say that no man can release himself from prison. I have a desire to reveal a new reality. A reality that I cannot feel right now. It's not in my range of perception and understanding. And I can't bring myself to this place. In order for me to reach that goal, I must use what is called faith in the wise one, of the sages. I need to find a teacher who will agree to lead me to that place. And to look for him is one thing, but after I found him, it's a totally different game, because this is where I gamble my life. From this moment on, I stop searching, and I'm using the belief in sages with closed eyes, without criticism. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. And this is the only way to attain the goal and cleave on to it. And our teacher is the only bridge to the goal. Without it, there's no way. Our teacher is our salvation, is the leverage to come out of this world into another world. We typically forget there's another way. The goal we remember. We have the books. We have the Rav. And still it is not enough. It's not within our strength to exert. And that's why I think we need to pray. individually, each of us individually, and also the prayer of many, that we'll have the strength, and because there are states where we have no energy to do anything. And then the prayer should come, the man, that it will bring the light to give us the strength to go to him. Can someone repeat the question? What will connect you to the goal and give you the strength to reach the goal? The fact that I see all the people around me attain all those things in the world and are not happy about it, it means, it shows me that I have no need to go there to attain the same things and then realize that it's not fulfilling, that makes you happy. There's nothing in this world that can fulfill me and give me true pleasure. But in our path, where reward is not felt immediately, quite the contrary, I'm not enjoying it. This is the place where I need to rise above my mind, above the search for physical pleasure, corporeal pleasures. This is actually here where I feel the true thing. This is what gives me strength. Rav, the Creator is revealed in the love of others, or the force of bestowal. It's the same. The way we sit right now, we can understand how we reach the love of others in which we reveal the Creator. How do we reach love of others? Simply, the way we sit right now. Let's scrutinize this. We have to discuss it. Forget what is written in all the books. How can we arrive at love of others, in which we will reveal the spiritual world? The exercise is simpler than we suspect. And luckily we received the formula as well. When each of you spoke, we listened. We drank the words. We brought them inside. Try not to use some words that are written in some wise books. Speak simply from the heart. How do I arrive at the love of others? I unfortunately don't have a full grasp on the wisdom of sages, so I'll continue from the heart. When I heard what Rav was describing, I put an effort to be in that same game, in the same circle, to receive whatever was said and I say the same, and I feel the same, and it works. Forget my language, but there's this crappy bubble that constantly prevents, blocks this feeling of oneness. There's always this feeling that there's someone separate, either me from you or you from me, and I know it's incorrect. I believe that in this gathering here, there exists a force to shatter this bubble. Rav, a hint in one word. How do we reach a love of others? It needs to be one word. The answer should be one word. To annul myself, annulment, to connect, demand, avut, mutual guarantee, playing. Listening. To desire deeply. Annulment. Scream. Annulment. Question. No, prayer, I'm sorry. Demand. Together. One desire. True prayer. And feeling that we cannot do it on our own. Suddenly I feel that it's annulment and prayer, praying for others. Annulment brings you to see the other as great and to wanting to be like him with love. Annulment brings you to seeing the greatness of the other and to truly want for him to get it. In the understanding that we are brothers, that we have only a single desire that keeps getting clarified and peels off all the nonsense and becomes stronger, a single desire, and that desire includes everyone's desire into a single desire that is becoming like a kli, like a vessel, like a body of love, a body where each one wants to fulfill the lack of the other, feels the other as part of me, a part of him, a part of his lack. A concern for others with exertion. Surrender. Try and reach some form of unity. With the upper force. Last question, Rav. What exactly each of us, separately and together, have to be proud of? What exactly should each of us, independently and together, must feel proud, must be proud? For being given the privilege to correct the world. I am proud that ultimately the one who influences me in this life is you, and in this I'm proud. We need to be proud of the fact that we have an opportunity to be part of an environment that has only a single desire, to reach love. And to serve the Creator. I'm proud. I feel proud that the Creator has chosen me to be connected to such people, to such desires, and feel them as my own desires, and rise above my nature only thanks to the group, not thanks to money or anything else. Only thanks to the friends. I'm proud to be here in this occasion. I can say wholeheartedly that I am proud to have such friends. Simply to have such great friends as yourselves that give me the opportunity to even be here with them. I am proud to have received the most exalted desire that exists in life, to have received it from the Creator, and to have been placed by the Creator in the most exalted, the most significant group, with the most significant role in all of reality, and that He has given us the role that this role. I I'm proud to walk this world and know that I have a true role in it. We should be proud that we were given an opportunity to see the goal in front of our eyes at every moment. This we see in the great friends that we have. I ask myself sometimes, how did I deserve, and based on what did I receive the chance to reach this occasion? Rav, I ask every circle to summarize, what did we attain from this assembly? And please come up with one sentence to say about it. What did we attain as a result of this workshop? One sentence. A mutual scrutiny. To understand that the reward and the exertion, it's here in this family. It was very powerful to help love of friends to feel it, to feel the love of friends finally. To feel the hearts of the friends and exit this workshop with a feeling of closeness, significantly stronger than how we came in. Know the hearts, feel them. I'm leaving this workshop with an awareness that annulment is the most important thing I have to work on. That's where I have to put my exertion. I do not want this workshop to end. That I said everything and I'm still thinking about the previous question. And to feel that I want you to leave this place too quickly, so soon, and that we continue the scrutiny. One thing I get from this discussion, that it so far, if I had to annul myself at level 5, after this scrutiny, I have to annul myself at level 10. The greatness of this circle has increased. Hard to even measure how much. To say that I'm leaving the workshop with something is a wrong statement. I'm not leaving the workshop. I continue it. After the workshop, we go to bed. As I go to bed, when I sleep, when I wake up, the workshop needs to burn inside of me. Everything I do is the workshop. Every action is the workshop. I leave here with a desire to have more workshops. It's a great opportunity to discern, to hear the friends, to integrate like a great salad and extract something that exists in none of the vegetables on their own. The workshop is simply an amazing instrument, especially with friends who are deep in the path. My feeling is that my heart is going to explode, and it's going to come out and fill all the hearts, fill all your lacks, and with this mutual desire that is so felt. Let's do it. Let's do it. There's only one thing left, and that is to thank the Creator. There's a great excitement here to what we've achieved. Nobody believed that we will attain such a connection in 1 hour. It's just simply unbelievable. Rav said that tomorrow we'll see how much, you know, how able we are to hold workshops. But now I can say with confidence I can hold workshops for 3 days or for the entire life. I came up with a stronger feeling of connection, mutual dependence. That in the connection between us, all the answers exist. Despite it, I'll give the answer to the previous question. That inside, deep down, I'm ashamed that I arrived on this path so late in my life. And I thank the Creator for sending me the other half to show me the path, and for this I'm proud. Before, I wasn't sure if I should say it, but there's a feeling of love. You mean falling in love? That we begin to feel, and you put your head in your pocket. That when you understand that there are many, many things that stop us from feeling this great thing between us. And we felt it so much during this workshop. We felt what we have to overcome, how to overcome, and how sweet is this true, this truth, how sweet it is. The feeling in my heart is not my heart. It's something much better than my small, insignificant heart. It's the heart of the center of the group. It's everyone's heart. It's an amazing feeling that we are all part of the same, the construction of the vessel. I have to say this. I wish we were able to convey a little of what we're feeling right now to the rest of the world.
שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב. שבת אחים גם יחד, nemato manai shevetachim gam yachod inemato manai shevetachim gam yachod inemato shevetachim gam yachod inemato
רק במקום שבו כולם ערבים זה לזה ואוהבים זה את זה.
תודה רבה.
רק במקום שבו כולם
שם מה הטעם לחיי, רק שם אוכל למצוא את הטעם. אבל עד אז גולה בארצי, גולה בעולמי, גולה, גולה בתוך עצמי. אבל עד אז שלי, שלי, שלך, שלך, גולה בעולמי, גולה, גולה בתוך עצמי. רק במקום שבו כולם ערבים זה לזה ודואגים זה לזה, יהיה לי למולדת. רק במקום שבו כולם שואלים מה הטעם לחיי, רק שם אוכל למצוא את הטעם. אבל עד אז גולה בארצי, גולה בעולמי, גולה בתוך עצמי. אבל עד אז שלי, שלי, שלך, שלך, גולה בעולמי, גולה, גולה בתוך עצמי. במקום שבו כולם ערבים זה לזה ואוהבים זה את זה, יהיה לי למולדת.